In this country, workers making the minimum wage get a raise today. The federal minimum goes up 75 cents to $5.85 an hour. NPR's Adam Davidson tells us more.
It's the first increase in 10 years, and there are two more coming. A year from today, the wage goes up another 70 cents. Then 2 years from today, it goes up again to $7.25 an hour. A tiny amount of American workers make the minimum wage, well under 1% of the working population. And more than half the states have minimum wage rates of their own that are higher than this new federal floor. But still, more than a million workers will make around $1,500 a year more than they would have without the increase. The impact of the minimum wage is hotly debated among economists. Critics say it hurts the poorest Americans because employers will eliminate jobs that would go to those least educated or employable, but advocates say there's only minimal job loss. Senator Ted Kennedy has been a strong advocate for the increase. He says he expects the minimum wage will be a major issue in next year's elections.
It's going to be a big thing because I'm going to offer a further increase in the minimum wage.
Kennedy is pushing for the minimum wage to be a so-called living wage.
We're talking somewhere at $9.50 an hour.
The Department of Labor is distributing a new poster for employers to hang up announcing this new minimum. Adam Davidson, NPR News.